Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 11th, 2019. Today is Monday in the first week of Lent. This is a reading from the second chapter of John. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to them, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." This story of Jesus turning the water into wine is one of those stories that captures my imagination. It's in the middle of a multiple-day festival honoring a bride and a groom. The whole neighborhood, the whole town has turned out. Jesus and his disciples are there. And in the middle of all of the revelry, the unthinkable happens. The wine runs out. There hasn't been enough put aside for this great celebration. Now, we heard this story read back in the first few Sundays after the Feast of the Epiphany back in January, because it is the quintessential story often read during the season of Epiphany about the manifestation of Jesus' glory. In fact, if we read the rest of this gospel passage, it would talk about how that the disciples come to believe on Jesus because of this miracle. But as I read the lesson again today, I was once again struck by the faithfulness of Mary. You could make a very good case that the miracle wouldn't have happened if it hadn't been for Mary. Mary catches Jesus by the arm in my imagination and says, "Hey, the celebration is in danger of coming to an end. They've run out of wine." And Jesus is reticent. He says, "What is that to me? It's none of my business." And then Mary drops the argument with Jesus, but simply turns to the servants who are standing around and says, "Whatever he tells you, do it." And my imagination tells me, at that point, she just walks away. "Whatever he tells you, do it." And in that moment, she has prayed the prayer of faith. "You, Jesus, do what I know you can do." And the servants get in on the act because they do what Jesus tells them. From filling large water pots with water to drawing some of the water out and carrying it to the head steward of the festival, and the steward taking a sip of this great wine, and he didn't know where it came from, but the servants who had filled the water pots and drew the water, they knew where it came from. It's an amazing and really a deeply exciting story of Jesus providing in overabundance in a time of need. But it all started with Mary's faith. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Seems to me that's not bad advice for those of us who are in these first few days of Lent. Whatever Jesus tells us to do, do it. Well, what are some of the things that Jesus tells us to do? I think we know Jesus tells us to pray, and Jesus tells us to consider the poor, and Jesus tells us to fast, and Jesus tells us to love one another, and Jesus tells us to forgive our enemies, and Jesus tells us that the last will be first and the first will be last. There are plenty of things that Jesus tells us, and sometimes we have difficulty following those commands. Lent's a good time to think about all that Jesus tells us to do and do a little inventory. how well am I doing at doing what Jesus tells me to do? Honestly, when I do those kinds of inventories, I'm always grateful that there is plenteous forgiveness with God and through Jesus. Yes, we don't always do the things that we know we should do, and sometimes we fail to follow through, and sometimes we're not very enthusiastic in following the way of Jesus. But we just never know. We just never know if we do what Jesus tells us to do in the most simple and straightforward way. We never know when that act of obedience will lead to a miracle. Anything is possible. I think Mary's word to the servants is a good word to us today in these first few days of this holy season. Whatever Jesus tells you to do, do it. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations. And as you know the weaknesses of each of us, let each one find you mighty to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.